Good evening, everybody. This is Ryan Wilcox.
And this is John Holly coming at you with another episode of Sports 360.
Sports 360. And then this is where we would have the song title.
Right.
Dun, 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 dun. Nope, that's still
copyright.
NBA on TNT.
We're going to get sued.
Licensed. Anyways, I hope you're having a great day so far. The audience and you, John, how have you been?
I've been doing very well. We have guest speaker Reggie Miller coming in soon.
Ooh, fancy.
To talk about... No, I wish.
Okay. He's just kidding.
The assassin.
He's just J-assin.
Right.
What a joke.
We have a good hour-long podcast for you guys. Today's going to be a little different. We're going unscripted, you know.
Yep. It's been our recruitment here. Well, our recruitment week here at Rock Valley. Yeah. So... we've been dealing with that. And
a lot of new talent coming to the Valley Forge.
We're excited for that. Woo, woo. And then also, I had a dentist appointment. So today's going to be fun.
Fun.
I'm excited.
Good day.
We know our sports. We know what we're talking about.
Yeah.
And we're here to deliver it to you.
Starting things off locally, Mr. Wilcox himself has done us a great pleasure of going to the women's volleyball and basketball games. Ryan, why don't you tell us a little about that?
Well, it would be a disservice to say that I was not there, because that's not true. I was there the whole time.
Whole time.
let's just say this. I'm really, 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 really excited for the women's volleyball team. And I'll tell you why here as I go into space. The women look really good. That basketball team is awesome. One, because... they, you know, it's no secret. It's online. Follow for follow, like for like here on the Valley Forge.
Comment, like, subscribe.
That's right. Make that green button blue.
Yep.
Or no, that blue button, whatever. Make the button change. There we go.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
I did an not an episode, but a feature story on the athletic director, Misty Opat. And she's also the women's basketball coach. And she, under her reign there, has had... 12 championships in 9 years.
12 in 9 years. Not only does she do a great job with being the athletic director at RVC and coaching the women's basketball team, but she does have a good taste in bling.
She does. She's got rings for days.
Right. Days with a Z.
She's got more bling than Batman.
She went to Jared.
Wonder Woman. She went to Classic.
Classic.
So going to that game, you know, it was, let me think here. This past Tuesday, and it was Cab. We're also doing a homecoming week here at Rock Valley. We don't have a football team, but...
we have a dance.
We have a dance and tomorrow a basketball night team that is way better than a football team we could ever have.
Right.
So I went to the preseason game, because it's an exhibition game, and they were playing a college that did not know how to play as a team. And our Golden Eagles, man, just smacked them around all four quarters. It was all four pairs, all four quarters. It was bad for them. Like, every time they would reset the time every 12 minutes, you know, when the period is over. And, dude, they would steal the ball. They would make the points in the paint. They would, I mean, they're a good team. And there are 12 young girls on there. Well, you know, 12 new incoming girls that are on the team. And they just played lights out.
Yeah.
I mean, the only problem they had that I saw from being there was that they, you know, you always depend on who's the ref of the game, but they got into some foul trouble really fast.
Yeah.
But that's just, I would rather them play aggressive than be passive and not defend the court. So, especially at the Nest.
Yeah, shows character.
So, they look really good. And then last night I was at the women's volleyball game, and it was the regional tournament. And they beat, I believe it was Joliet Junior College to move on to the next round.
Right.
And that, I walked in and thought, whoa, why is there so many people here? And then realized that,
oh, yeah.
Hey, this is a real, like, this is playoff time, baby.
This is the big time. For all you English nerds, let's make a little analogous comparison.
Okay.
Golden State is to basketball.
Mm-hmm.
Is to women in RVC sports.
Yes.
Yeah, I think that's a fair analogy.
They
73-9.
Not even On top of all that, the softball team has won 4 straight NJCAA championships in a row. The women's basketball has won 4 and 6. Women's volleyball right. has been strong. Mm-hmm. Women's soccer has looked good. I just...
Talk about dominance.
All across the board in right. women's sports.
Can't go wrong.
We own it.
Yeah.
We own it. You look up women's sports and there's Rock Valley right yeah, there.
Right in the definition.
Yep.
Just them holding up all their rings in your face. You know, like, yep, this is us. Deal with it, you know.
Missy Opat is such a class act, but then on top of that, she's...
You got both the best worlds. You can coach and, I mean, you know, can't go wrong.
No, and she's so friendly. She's so outgoing, too, and that's what makes it so easy. It's so much fun to talk to her, too, is that right. she's just like you and I, except yeah. she's got 12 rings.
Yeah.
And I...
More than each finger, yeah.
And I don't have any, so...
Yeah.
But I'm excited. So, yeah, there's our update on Rock Valley Sports. The men, you know, the soccer kind of, you know, flaked out a little bit. And then the men's basketball, they're just warming up, getting ready for the season.
Mm-hmm.
As well as baseball, they had a couple of inter-team play. So, like,
interleague?
The Navy game and inter-team play.
Oh, inter-team play. Okay.
So, I saw that the Navy team won a couple times, but I wasn't sure.
Gotcha.
They just walk around with their baseball stuff. So,
yeah.
They're active, too. So, probably getting ready for some.
Yeah.
I wouldn't imagine fall ball, but conditioning for spring.
Yeah. On that note, biggest game in baseball a couple days ago. World Series has begun. LA Dodgers and the Houston Astros. I was just talking to Mike earlier, and he was a little upset that I was rooting for the Dodgers. And
why?
He was like, so why are you rooting for the Dodgers? I was like, okay, because they beat the Cubs. He's like, dude, that's a cop-out. I was like, how is that? I want the team to beat us that deserves it. I mean, if they're good enough to beat the Cubs, mm-hmm. they should beat anyone, right?
I want the Astros to win.
Okay.
And they helped me last night.
Yeah.
That was sick.
Yeah, people are calling it... maybe the greatest World Series game ever. I mean, that was a crazy game too, man.
That was crazy.
I mean,
in the top of the 11th to go back to back.
Right, right. I mean, that's just, it's insane.
Dude.
Yeah. Those guys are crazy. Watching how game one played out and seeing how dominant they are at the plate.
Yeah.
You know, you got Jock Peterson, Justin Turner, especially.
He's had
the highest on base percentage ever with 49%.
Wow.
50%. That's better than Lou Gehrig and Babe Ruth, who are, you know, baseball phenoms.
I know this is going to be a surprise, but that stat was better than me when I played baseball in high school. So
right.
And I didn't play baseball in high school. So there we go.
And, you know, I've been hitting dinger since T-ball. I mean,
but dinger.
Dinger.
Get fat, hit dingers. That's what they say.
Game three is tonight. Series is tied 1-1. They're back in Houston. Verlander pitched a great game. Ryan, who you got tonight?
Who's pitching again?
Verlander was yesterday. I don't know who's pitching tonight. Rich Hill pitched yesterday.
Mm-hmm.
Kershaw had a phenomenal great first game. I think 11 strikeouts.
Yeah, I saw that.
He went into seven innings or something like that. So,
mm-hmm.
Not sure who's pitching tonight.
I'm...
I mean, you're pulling for Houston.
I'm pulling for Houston, but the way that game went last night, dude, that hurts to be a Dodgers fan.
You know what? Rich Hill is all over the place. He would throw amazing 75-mile-per-hour breaking balls, but then he'd throw, you know, these wacky, like, spastic, you know, outside balls that made no sense. And he looked so distressed. I felt bad for him because he's an older guy. He's been in, I think, 19 or 14 franchises throughout his career.
Wow.
Yeah. He's been in a lot of triple A leagues. Yeah. You know, he's just been all over the place. And to be inconsistent like that, you know, what does that say about you?
Well, the nerves of the biggest baseball game you'll ever play in your life is no joke.
Yeah.
I mean, you saw how the Rockies famously collapsed in that wild card game and the biggest game that they needed to play. All the pitchers left the ball in the zone.
Yeah, and fun fact, I saw Charlie Blackman and LeBron James going at each other on Twitter.
That was fun.
Yeah.
At first, I cracked up when I saw that ESPN was going to bring him on, and I was wondering what they were going to do with this hairdo.
Right.
And, he looks good.
Yeah, he got hair everywhere, man.
That's right. Sasquatch.
Yeah.
Chuck Natsy.
But, I mean... Houston, I don't think is as strong as LA is, but LA isn't as consistent as Houston is. So,
yeah,
I mean,
talking about baseball teams, though, I know we're on the World Series, but I did see that the Yankees fired Joe Girardi today.
Joe Girardi and them, quote unquote, parted ways. I think it was one sided.
Parted ways.
I mean, he's been with them for 10 seasons, won a World Series in 2009, had a positive winning record and a great, I mean.
Yeah, seriously.
It wasn't a great winning percentage, but he won more than half of the games he was in.
Yes.
Got him to the playoffs this year and obviously played a tough series against Houston, but they prolonged it as best as they could. And, you know, it's like the Cubs getting rid of Joe Maddon this early on, you know?
Yeah. 6 postseason berths over 10 years in the 2009 World Series title.
Right.
Come on.
That's...
And that team looked good this year, too.
Yeah, and it's a weird pattern because Baker got released from the Nationals.
Oh, I did not see that.
Him, who else?
Minnesota. Gardenhire got let go.
Yeah, so all three...
Boston...
Yeah,
John Farrell got let go. These playoff team coaches all got let go.
All four of those guys. Like, if you don't
That's crazy.
If you don't make it to the playoffs, you're done. You know, which is, you know, kind of unfair in my honest opinion. But
yeah,
you know.
But the Twins made the playoffs. The Yankees went deep in the
from
playoffs
from being one of the worst teams in the league
to the one of the best.
Yeah,
yeah.
Which
and
is...
then yeah, just Dusty Baker. At least you knew he was consistent. I mean, at least the National fans would know that they would lose in the first round.
Right.
You know?
Right.
At least you could bake on going to the playoffs.
Yeah.
That's so funny.
Yeah, I mean, hopefully those front offices know what they're doing. I mean, that's their
yeah, you would hope.
Yeah, that's their job.
But you
too.
Can ask the Marlins that.
Yeah. Yeah. Yeah.
With the whole...
oh, yeah, yeah.
With the new leadership in... We'll see how it goes.
Yeah. So I'm pulling for the Dodgers in game 3. I think, I mean, it's, I was researching it the other day. There hasn't been too many shutouts in recent years.
Yeah.
But, you know, it's, I don't think the Houston.
Never too late to start.
I don't think the Astros are going down quietly for sure.
Shutouts in World Series games? Is that what you're saying?
Yeah.
Well, the last notable one, at least, I believe, it would be when the White Sox.
Oh yeah,
had 4 straight scoreless games to sweep. I don't remember the NL team, but swept them.
Yeah,
in those pitchers, you know, you had Mark Burley, and they all.
I think that was 2004.
2005. Yeah.
2005.
2005. Okay. And they all shut them out. But not only that, I think 2 or 3 of them like complete game shutouts.
Right.
Arguably, probably one of the best World Series. Like one-sided victories, probably ever.
Yeah.
But that's IMO TBH, like for like.
Right.
That's in my opinion.
Yeah. Just trying to look up who was pitching tonight. I mean, early on, Verlander was pitching pretty well. He didn't have as many. Rich Hill had more strikeouts and less innings than as long as Verlander pitched.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. It's going to be McCullers for Houston and Yu Darvish for LA. He's a new pickup. He's a new acquisition.
Yu Darvish.
But they're playing in Houston tonight. Should be a good game.
Mm-hmm.
As always, it's the World Series, obviously. So,
right.
And you got Houston. I got LA. We'll see how it goes.
Yeah, I don't know. Yu Darvish has been... consistently inconsistent.
Oh, and Jansen having an impeccable save record and then not pulling through.
Oh
man, that's got to be crushing. I mean, they went through at least 2 or 3 relievers before they put him in. So,
oh my gosh, yeah.
Moving on to the NBA.
The NBA.
It's weird because we have Golden State, Cleveland, and the Brooklyn Nets. All are 2 and 3.
Do you want to know who's 3-1, who leads the Eastern Conference?
Let me go Denver Nuggets.
Wow, Eastern.
Oh, Eastern, right.
I did not see this one coming. The Orlando Magic are 3-1.
Aaron Gordon.
The Wizards are 3-1. They walloped the Nuggets after a controversial. They didn't wallop them. Sorry. That was a dumb last 2 minutes to a basketball game. Nikola Jokic is walking from one side of the court to the other, and Scott Brooks got in the way and then embellished being walked into. So then Nikola Jokic got a technical, and then that led to like the ending of the game. And I was like, seriously?
That was a dumb call.
Way to go, NBA. Let's ruin another thing while we're at it.
Yeah. it reminds me of Joey Crawford.
Jeez.
What a scape.
The Bucks, like I called, would be good. They're 3-1 and they're holding their own. The Nets, the Pistons, the Cavs are all 3-2. The Celtics, Raptors, Hornets, Heat, Pacers, they're all 2-2. The Pacers are 2-3. So I know it's a little early, but then at the bottom is the Knicks, the Bulls at 0-3, the Hawks and the 76ers at 1-4.
Yeah.
What is your take on the bottom of the league?
Bulls
and Knicks are winless. Hawks and 76ers are 1-3 and 1-4 respectively.
Well, those two teams being 0-4 don't surprise me at all, because Bulls were projected to be the worst team in the league.
Hey, we're good at something.
Yeah, and there was a fight between two teams, and one of them got released, or between two of the players on the Bulls.
Yeah, that was weird.
Yeah.
Socked them in the stomach and then sent them to the hospital.
Yeah.
Wow.
Awful. And then the Knicks, I mean, they have a history of being bad and upsetting Spike Lee. Obviously, seeing Melo leave wouldn't help. Kristaps Porzingis was, I mean, he's like assumed the responsibility
of leading
the team. I mean, he's tall. He's got a big wingspan.
Mm-hmm.
He can block shots, but that's not going to score you points, man. You know?
Just pictures on Instagram likes.
Right. Yeah.
Okay.
So those two teams don't surprise me.
So let me ask you this then. Between the Magic, the Wizards, and the Bucks, which one do you think is going to flake out?
It's definitely going to be Orlando.
You think so?
I think they're just off to a hot start. I mean,
mm-hmm.
I mean, we got to get Giannis for MVP trending just because he's going to have to carry his team. And
I watched them. The Wizards' one loss came from the Bucks,
right?
And I watched that game. Jeez,
this is
the Bucks look good.
Which begs the question: is the East getting stronger? What?
We talked about it 2 weeks ago.
Yeah,
the level of the NBA playing field,
right,
of teams is way more spread out now, and the East is definitely interesting after the first 2 weeks.
For comparison, though, I mean, you can't stand against the argument of being the West as being always better. I mean, it just always has been. It probably always will be.
Yeah.
I mean, Washington is good, and it was kind of fun to see them going against the Lakers and
mm-hmm.
John Wall and Bradley Beal bullying Lonzo Ball. And I mean, they did lose that game, unfortunately. But, you know, LeVar called it, right? You know.
Shut up.
Yeah.
Shut up.
Everyone's saying he did.
Oh, God.
My only fear for Milwaukee is that...
it's pronounced Milwaukee, but... It's okay. Go ahead.
Oh, yeah? Try spelling Giannis Antetokounmpo with your eyes closed.
See, eyes closed. Thank goodness I know sign language. J, A,
and yeah. My only fear for him is that he's going to have to do too much carrying in his team. I mean, like, people will resort to the one-player argument when it comes to rings, championships, MVPs.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, Russell, Giannis, LeBron, they can all have great outings.
Right.
And play well, but, you know, I mean, it's you got to be careful with what you judge for. And,
okay.
You know, Giannis is obviously a good player. He's very athletic. He's got a great wingspan. He can dunk like no one's business. I think he's taking after LeBron a lot, you know, just with how he plays.
Right.
He's very aggressive. I don't know. I think Washington will come out, aside from Boston, as the best team in the East.
Okay.
I mean, respective to Cleveland, obviously.
Or no respect.
Or no respect, yeah. Disrespect, actually.
Hashtag not my conference.
Yeah.
TBH.
What about you? What do you think the first team that's going to flake out? I mean, Boston already is doing that. Are they geared up for a comeback? You know?
Oh, buddy, man. That Gordon Hayward injury.
Yeah.
Ugh, gosh. I had a friend of mine send it to me over Instagram who's sitting across from me, and I was eating, was it Cheerios or something? I'm not old. I was eating like Lucky Marshmallows.
Okay.
No, Lucky Charms. Wow.
Lucky Charms.
Yeah. And I saw that, and then half of my cereal left my mouth because that was absolutely disgusting.
Terrible.
Because I looked at it and thought, well, okay, this is about to be a sick dunk, because he had the emoji where his like face is crazy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, okay, this is going to be a sick dunk. Yeah. And then I was like, oh, why is he down on the ground? Oh, no. I did not want to see that. And yeah, that was bad.
He was going up for a layup, I think, mm-hmm. with two other players, yep. and he got caught up in that and fell on his ankle real bad, man. So it's left up to...
Not safe for work, but you should, if you're curious on how an ankle shouldn't break, this is one to take a gander at.
So it's left up to Kyrie, new rookie Jason Tatum, mm-hmm. and Al Horford. I don't know. I mean, it's going to be them in Washington in the end, I think.
I think so.
Yeah. Going into the West.
Let's check out the West here.
I mean, Golden State has not been performing as thought. I mean, they were 0-2.
Mm-hmm.
They won a couple. So
they're 3-2.
Yeah.
Let's go down the line here. Spurs 4-0. Clippers 3-0. That was a little surprising. Rockets 4-1. Trailblazers 3-1. Grizzlies 3-1. Warriors 3-2. Lakers 2-2, Thunder 2-2, Timberwolves 2-3, the Suns are 2-3, the Jazz are 2-3, someone from Denver is 1-3, the Pelicans are 1-3, and the Kings are 1-3.
Which is interesting because we have DeMarcus Cousins playing with the Pelicans against Sacramento, and he was like, I got to get this off my chest. I'm excited for this game.
Yeah.
You know, that'll be fun to watch. Couple teams that jump out to me, obviously, is Golden State.
Being at 3-2.
Right, yeah, not going undefeated, as everyone thought they would.
Yeah, they had some uncharacteristic losses, so to speak. Yeah. And they lost to the Grizzlies, which was funny because at the same time last year, their one loss in their first like 25 games came against the Grizzlies.
Yeah.
And
Mike Conley, man.
Steve Kerr was like, it happens every year. We know it too. When we face the Grizzlies, like in the beginning,
that's their kryptonite.
We lose.
If they played them, in the finals, maybe they wouldn't be so successful.
Ooh,
yeah,
hot take.
You
heard it first here.
The Thunder underperforming, which is weird. I mean, they had that, loss against who was it? They shot the buzzer beater at the very end. Yeah, you saw it.
Yes. Crap.
I want to say Pacers, maybe? I don't know. I can't remember.
Was it the Suns?
No, it wasn't the Suns. They're a different story.
They're 2-3.
Yeah. Thunder is surprising just because having those new acquisitions and knowing that, you know, you shelled out so much money and, you know.
Right.
Hoping that would do better for you than they actually are.
I think the Clippers being at 3-0 are surprising to me.
Right.
Not having Chris Paul and Blake Griffith. He's like taking three-pointers. It's what he's always done.
He's got to compensate for Chris Paul not being there.
And he's doing a pretty good job.
Right.
DeAndre Jordan's just making everybody look stupid.
Yeah.
Ka-cha!
The lob in the gym.
That's true.
But
I think really...
Not having Jamal Crawford either.
I know. But man, the Nuggets are 1-3.
Who would have thought?
Not this guy. Not this guy.
Paul Millsap, what are you doing?
Paul Millsap's been doing good. It's Nikola Jokic that we're not sure of. The one win that the Nuggets had, Jokic didn't score any points. And he had 13 assists and like a million rebounds.
But another guy that sounds familiar, though, is Nurkic. And playing with Portland and doing well with Dame Time.
They look good. Yeah. I'm wondering if the Nuggets are going to be able to turn it around. We have Richard Jefferson.
Yeah, I just saw. Yeah,
I'm not sure how I feel about that.
Yeah, he probably feels. I don't know. He's like Aroldis Chapman. You pull him in for the final game, and then you let him go just because you know that extra guy would help.
Yeah, but to get rid of Jameer Nelson, who has been a solid three-pointer and defensive guy, I was surprised that they wanted that trade to happen. But then secondly, the Wizards game should have turned out differently if the refs didn't ruin it. And then yeah. Think about, like, the Jazz game didn't look – the Nuggets had almost a 20-point lead going into the fourth quarter. It was, like, I think 15 or 14. And then just, I was watching at an NBA game time, and I was doing homework, and then I made a sandwich, and I came back, and it was, like, the deficit was erased. So what the heck happened?
Right.
And then the Nuggets, like, blown end up lead. Losing by double digits.
Yeah.
It's like, come on.
It's not how you start. It's about how you finish.
That's true.
So.
Goal for life.
One team in particular, though, is Houston. Going undefeated. Man, James Harden is looking real good.
I mean,
especially without CP3 staying on the bench due to an injury right now. But, I mean.
The Rockets are 4-1.
4-1. No, not undefeated.
But
they,
close.
They
close.
Lost. Who did they lose to?
I'm not sure.
Oh.
I didn't pay attention.
Yeah.
Not a Rockets fan.
And then.
I'm a Yao Ming fan.
Phoenix. Losing their head coach, Eric Bledsoe.
Yeah, right.
Eric Bledsoe tweeting, "I don't want to be here."
there was
a select number of teams he was going to. He hasn't signed with anyone yet.
Yeah,
but
didn't one of their players also say that too?
I'm sure someone did. Yeah,
because I remember they let
who would want to be there.
That's true. Steve Nash.
Right.
Steve Nash.
Yeah.
But I'm thinking. I know the head coach got let go, but then I saw someone that was let go from the team as a player because the new guy that came in said, I know he wasn't here because he was going out getting ice cream. He's not welcome on the team anymore.
Oh, yeah. I saw
that. I was like, whoa.
So if you have players saying that about your own franchise, you know, how is that going to reflect on rookies like Josh Jackson, you know, and, you know, players like that? And, you know, it's just, it doesn't look good on your franchise. It brings morale down. You're just not going to play well. And, you know, they should have
never gotten rid of Mike D'Antoni.
Just look forward to another losing season down in Phoenix, man.
It's not fun.
No.
But, yeah. So, any other thoughts about basketball before we move on to the NHL?
We do have, this was a while ago before the season started,
okay.
But the best odds to win the championship,
ooh,
starting
with
according
the Nuggets,
to
right?
Westgate Superbook, yeah. Golden State being 5-12 odds.
It's interesting.
Yeah,
okay.
Very, very good. Everyone else being Houston, San Antonio, OKC being 16-1, Boston 10-1, Cleveland 4-1. I mean, those are old odds. You know, they're not looking as
nearly the same.
Right, right. And this was an interesting take from the man himself on the TNT crew, Charles Barkley.
Oh, okay.
Quote, "The toughest thing for me is I have to get on TV and fake it for 7 months and think it's not going to be the Warriors and Cavs in the NBA Finals."
Wow.
I mean, he's not wrong.
To fake it, though.
Yeah, I mean, I want to hear your thoughts on that.
Well, I think we went into it pretty deep in the other podcast as well, from the one from 2 weeks ago. But I just, again, the layout of the NBA has looked so differently than in years past that I don't think it's about the Warriors or the Cavs anymore. And I think Charles Barkley, the man himself, although I love him and I think he's awesome, I think he's wrong.
Right.
It's not that, because you have different powerhouses that are growing in both conferences.
Right.
And we just mentioned we'd hit on the Eastern Conference. Like, I don't think it's going to be all Cavs anymore. It could be Washington. It can be Orlando.
Yeah.
Even though they have a hot start, like you,
Jonathan
you
Isaac.
Don't know.
Yeah.
You don't know.
And I was going into this earlier, just with like, maybe this year is different from others, but just like the stark significance of the NBA rookies. I mean, Philadelphia got two of the best ones, Ben Simmons and Markelle Fultz. Obviously that isn't doing much right now because Markelle is out.
Just in process.
Yeah. And Joel, and you know, I mean, people want Ben Simmons for a rookie of the year. Joel Embiid is kind of carrying the team, being in the center. I mean, Jason Tatum, Josh Jackson, Justin Jackson, Jonathan Isaac. I mean, this is, I don't know. I mean, I watched a lot of college basketball last year, and just seeing how well these guys performed, you know, and seeing how well it can translate to the big leagues and how much it can revitalize and revamp a franchise.
True.
You know.
Truth.
Because, I mean, that's what they're doing in Philadelphia right now. I mean,
as they should.
Aside from being 1-3, right?
Trust the process.
I mean, the glory days were Andre Iguodala and Allen Iverson. But ever since then, you know, it's just been kind of downhill.
Iguodala. I remember when he was a Nugget. I remember when Iverson was a Nugget.
And Melo.
Back when, I was just a wee little lad.
The good times. But yeah.
Allergic to coffee.
I agree with that. You know.
And then that's on the Eastern Conference, but on the Western Conference, like, you just don't. The Clippers are 3-0 and they look really strong. The Rockets are 4-1. The Spurs are perennials. It's not the Cavs and Warriors anymore. And I think that conversation just needs to shut up.
Right.
Because this, whether they like it or not, I just don't see it being such a shoo-in anymore.
Right, and comparing
it's not a shoo-in.
Across the board, even in West, you're still, you know, quote-unquote, evening it out because you're having more guys go to other teams within the Western Conference.
Yeah.
You know, it's kind of cheap that, you know, you either have guys from the Eastern go to the Western, and, you know, trying, you know, like KD was saying, you know, battling it out.
Right.
Even though he joins the Warriors. And I mean, maybe people think it's easier to join a Western Conference team and battle to the top, even though you're going to face the Warriors in the end. I mean, I don't know. Because I remember seeing, I know this is going to sound stupid,
okay,
but Shannon saying something about, oh, this year is going to be even an easier year for LeBron's path to the finals. And I mean, he's not wrong, because the Eastern is easier compared to the Cleveland Cavaliers.
I don't know.
I think so. I don't know.
Hot take.
I mean, Washington, Washington, Toronto? Toronto's in the West.
Okay. Toronto. In the East.
Toronto's
in the East.
I mean, I don't know. I mean, Boston, with the kind of losses Cleveland's had so far against Brooklyn and then Orlando, you know, it just kind of puts things in perspective.
It's a head scratcher.
Yeah.
You'll never know.
So you know.
Good.
Yeah.
Neither here nor there.
Moving on to the NFL, week 7, I think it is.
Yep.
Week 8. Yeah. Things are looking up for Philadelphia. 6-1, best record in the league. Carson Wentz and the Eagles leading the NFC.
And the people trailing them are the Cowboys 3-3, Redskins 3-3, Giants 1-6.
Yeah.
I don't want to break the bank here, but I think it's easy to say that it looks like they're a shoo-in.
Oh, so best NFC championship for sure.
Yes.
Who do you think will go against them?
Let's see here. You've got in the West, the Rams are 5-2.
Okay.
The Eagles are 4-2. I'm sorry, not the Eagles, but the Seahawks.
Okay.
4-2. I don't think the Cardinals are going to make it, nor the 49ers. The Vikings are 5-2. The Rodgers-less Packers are 4-3. Detroit's really sizzled, going 3-3. The Saints, which I felt like the start to the season was not indicative of their team.
It was rocky, yeah.
And all they had to do was get rid of AP, and look at them now. 4-2. The Panthers lost to the Bears.
That was a good game I watched.
Bears.
They lost. Great, great defense against that game, yeah.
I'll tell you, trust the process with Fox, man.
Right.
He's conservative, but it just takes some time.
Yeah.
So the Panthers are 4-3, and the Falcons also have sizzled majorly, going 3-3.
Well, yeah, playing against the Pats in that game. Hashtag Foggate.
Ooh.
Yeah.
So I think the only other team the Eagles would like, the Rams are too young. The Vikings, I don't think so. I think it's going to be the Saints.
Ooh. I'm going Rams.
Drew Brees.
Their offense is too hot.
I don't know.
I got them in the
believe in Breeze.
Yeah,
Breeze believer.
I don't know. I mean, teams like Dallas and Green Bay obviously are going to fizzle out. Atlanta is going to be good towards the end of the offseason. I mean, yeah. I've said this before. Seattle's definitely getting a wild card, no matter what.
Yeah,
just because they're that kind of dark horse team. It's Eagles, Rams, man.
Here's my question: the other wild card team. How the Bears have been doing.
Okay.
Do you buy the Bears at another wild card? Because the Vikings are going to take the the North?
It's, I don't know. I mean, performing well against Carolina was awesome, but yeah. it's not enough perspective to see that far.
Sure.
I mean, I'll agree with you. Minnesota's good, and it's either going to be them or New Orleans in that wild card game.
Okay.
So just to believe in Breeze, maybe. I mean, he's got a great arm. He knows to pass well.
Yeah.
Ingram is right there with him, you know. Sean Payton, can't go wrong.
No. So now to the AFC. You've got probably the most interesting conference has been the AFC East. The Patriots are 5-2. The Bills are sustaining and doing well at 4-2. The Dolphins are also 4-2. The AFC West, the Chiefs are 5-2. They've lost two straight. The Broncos have just put themselves in utter shame. Utter shame. For the first time since before I was born in 1992 was the last time there was a shutout at Mile High when the Broncos were playing. And that was even when John Elway was playing.
Yeah.
And we let the Chargers beat us 21-0 at Mile High, which is a joke.
Right.
A joke. And I don't know where this football team's going, but I'm pissed that I can't wear any of my Broncos stuff.
Right.
It's embarrassing.
Yeah.
And the only thing I cling to now, as I was saying like last season, I was just thinking about Super Bowl wins and being like, we've been to 9 Super Bowls, won 3 of them. So shove it. But it's just not fun to be a fan right now. So
you can look forward to Von Miller being in the Pro Bowl. As mean as that sounds.
Dang it.
Yeah.
My Rockies. And now this.
What
I do to deserve this?
Man, what happened to the Chiefs, though? 5-2.
It's what happens when you have Andy Reid as a coach.
Right.
Just saying. Just happens.
I'm going to just say this now. Pats are definitely going to be in the AFC Championship game.
Yes. But who's going to be playing against them? The Titans are 4-3. Jags are 4-3. Texans have sizzled 3-3. The Steelers have kind of come back from their weird losing streak.
You have so many wild card possibilities. Really. Yeah. You have Miami, Tennessee, Jags. Who else?
Titans.
Titan. I already said Titans.
Oh, you did?
Yeah.
It's going to be...
It's a tough one right now.
It's going to be the Jags.
Jags and Pats.
Jags or the Dolphins. Jags, Bills, Dolphins for that wild card. Who do you take?
Bills are looking hot right now. Jags, Saxonville. Are you kidding me? Leonard Fournette and those guys. I mean, they're just, man, that was a good. I mean, they just have an incredible defense. I'd like to see them and the Bears play just because that'd be like an awesome display of defense on both sides.
Yeah.
I don't know. I think the Chiefs are going to fizzle out just because, you know, two straight losses. I don't know. I kind of want a Buffalo in there just because, like, why not? You know, hashtag why not?
So if Buffalo makes a wild card, then I say Buffalo, it's going to be the Patriots and Buffalo.
Okay.
For the AFC Championship.
And then
but if Buffalo doesn't make it, I just don't think the Steelers are going to.
No.
I don't think so.
I agree with you.
Even though they're 5-2 now, I just.
Right.
I think the Titans will make it. Hot take. Titans.
Yeah, I think it's going to be Titans Dolphins for the wild card game.
For the wild card game.
Yeah.
Okay.
Ooh, what about the Raiders, though?
No.
No?
Nope.
Come on.
The Raiders are 3-4.
AC/DC, man?
Well, maybe.
Yeah.
He's back.
Yeah, him and Amari Cooper are really...
Okay, that game was awesome.
Right.
Oh, my gosh. That game was crazy.
Khalil Mack, dude.
They played the Chiefs, and they go down for their game-winning drive. Penalty, 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 penalty.
Right.
Against them and the Chiefs going back and forth until the game doesn't go into overtime, but they keep resetting the play clock from zero because... Excuse me. The Chiefs kept fouling them.
Right.
Passing interference from the 20-yard line, passing interference to 10, passing interference to 5, passing interference to the 1-yard line. And they just, it was such an easy throw.
Yeah. That's
and then they made the kick to win the game.
That's so. There's two types of plays. You can either play very well against a poor team, or you just make easy mistakes and the other team capitalizes them.
Right.
And for the Chiefs, it was the latter. I mean, fouling and having those flags thrown on you definitely doesn't look good, and obviously puts them in scoring position.
Yeah.
They shouldn't be surprised that they lost.
True.
Right. I think that's it for NFL. We're going to move on to the great sport of hockey.
That's right.
And, you know, have Ryan talk about his favorite team, the Blackhawks.
That's right. We all feel a little Chelsea Dagger in us.
Right.
So, in the Western Conference in the Central Division, it's the Blues at 7-2, 7-2-1. The Blackhawks are 5-3-2. The Avalanche, who have somehow sustained themselves, 5-4. The Stars are 5-4. The Preds are 4-3-2, which I called. They weren't going to be that great. The Jets are 4-3-0, while they're 2-3-2.
Stars?
Dallas Stars, 5-4.
Who?
Dallas.
Who?
What?
No, I'm just saying because you hate Dallas. Man, Avalanche and Blackhawks, man, they're up there.
Yeah, I didn't see the Blues were going to have such a fast start like they did this year, though. Mm. They're all right.
Yep.
The Blackhawks, though, having Brandon Saad back makes such a huge difference. That front line, that first line with Saad, Toews, and whoever they throw in there, they just have a lot of fun.
Yeah.
And so then the second line, you've got Kane and Anisimov and somebody else. And then you got Patrick Sharp, who holds down that third, fourth line. The Blackhawks just look good. Corey Crawford's having a great year.
We're looking postseason ready, I think.
The backup that's there, Forsberg, he's also an outstanding backup as well.
Mm.
So, I mean, the Blackhawks all around, they've had a couple of losses, but at least they went into overtime
It's just the beginning of the season hump, that's all.
I mean, but two overtime losses, at least you get the point.
Right.
And wow. I call that. I didn't think the Blackhawks were going to be bad like most people said they were, and they're holding their own. That's
right.
That's key.
Yeah.
But the only thing, and it's my complaint, like every single year,
mm-hmm.
is you guys, the Blackhawks need a bigger man. Yeah. They need like a John Scott or someone to rough somebody up, because there's been a couple games where I've seen like Kane get lit up or mm-hmm. in. Okay. Oh yeah. Please let me know how it goes when you send in Patrick Sharp against him. Okay.
Right.
Oh, real nice. Okay. Yeah. Whatever. When they had Brandon Mashander there from the Ice Hogs, he was like a good go-to enforcer because that dude's like 6'4". He's tall and huge. So we'll see how it goes for them. I think some other like surprising rollouts has been the Oilers are 2-5-1. Everyone thought they were going to be like outstanding this year, but
yeah.
Even with Connor McDavid,
if
you can't play
that.
Like a team, you can't win a game.
Right.
Just saying. And mm. I don't trust Steve Mason as your main goaltender there.
Mm.
He wasn't that consistent with Philadelphia, and I wouldn't buy it. But the Kings are 7-1-1, and the Golden Knights are 7-1-0. So
okay.
That's your expansion team has only got one loss under their belts.
Yeah.
And then the Kings, who were really bad, and Jonathan Quick's been like anemic this year.
That's great to see them do so well.
I just did not see that coming.
Yeah.
Let's see here. In the Metropolitan Division in the Eastern Conference, Penguins have come back from their slump. They're 6-3-1. They're doing okay. The Devils are holding out their fast start, 6-2-0. It helps that Eichel is back and they look good. Let's see here. The Caps are 4-4-1. So this powerhouse team from last year who had some significant losses over the offseason, like Kevin Shattenkirk's not there anymore, I don't think. He went to somewhere. Where else did he go? I can't think of it at the top of my head. But Washington's really evened himself out as a team. And as much as... Nikita Kucherov and Alexander Ovechkin, even though they're two great scorers, you gotta have a team, man. I just don't see them. I mean, they'll probably have a couple of hot win streaks here and there, but I just don't know. I just don't know.
Well, I mean, Washington's used to choking and not making the playoffs. So.
Ooh.
Ouch.
Washington's like the Washington Nationals of baseball.
That's weird.
Controversy, huh? There's a trend.
I think there's a correlation there.
Right? Bryce Harper plays for the NHL.
Yeah.
Then in the Atlantic Division, the Lightning have a hot start, man. 8-1-1. The Maple Leafs, everyone knew they were going to be pretty good this year. 7-2-0. Yeah. Senators came back from a rough start, and they have four overtime losses, but at least they've gotten a point from them. They're 4-1-4. The Red Wings, they're not that great. The Sabres, not that great. Bruins, not that great. Panthers and Canadiens, they're not that great. So, I don't know. Interesting season, that's for sure.
Right.
And that's what I like. That's what I think that's my favorite thing about hockey is that you can have an idea of who's good.
Yeah.
But it doesn't flesh out till you get on the court.
Right.
And by the court, I mean the rink, because this ain't basketball.
Yeah, yeah.
But, man.
The turf.
It's just different. The Rangers, 2-6-2. They were a playoff team last year. The Hurricanes are 3-3-1. It's just different.
Yep.
It's like they just jumble around in the Avalanche. I would not have thought would be 5-4-1 to start the season. But
right up there.
Guess who's 5-4-1? The Avalanche, so.
All right.
Yeah, I think that's any other things you want to touch on, John?
I was going to say NCAA football.
Yes.
Yes. 8 undefeated teams left.
Oklahoma had a comeback, a pretty cool comeback against Kansas State, but I then rest my case when I say Oklahoma should not have been down 17 points in the half.
Right, I was watching that game, and I was like,
oh my gosh.
I got scared. I was like, is this it for Baker Mayfield? He was a Heisman contender, and now this? I mean,
seriously,
what happened? But
Bob Stoops leaving.
Right. Alabama at number 1, 8-0.
Surprise.
Penn State, Georgia, TCU, Wisconsin, all undefeated, going 7-0, 2-3-4-5. Wisconsin, that's and TCU.
That'll be cool.
Those are interesting mix-ups.
I have a friend who's really big into the Big 12 like I am, and he said that if TCU loses against Oklahoma in their upcoming game, the Big 12 will not be represented in the college football playoffs.
Cold take.
No. Cold take.
I was watching the Penn State Michigan game. Yeah.
Okay.
Man, maybe it was just because they were in Happy Valley, but Penn State looked dominant. I mean, Saquon Barkley had a field day out there. I mean, mm-hmm. there's no explaining how well Michigan did against them last year compared to this year.
Yeah.
I mean, what can you say about Penn State?
I don't want to say anything about Penn State.
Right. I mean, they're playing against Ohio State, and I'd like to see them beat Penn State, but on the other hand, I don't like Ohio State. So.
OH.
Yeah.
Ayo.
Clemson is right up there, number 7, 6-1. Miami, another undefeated team, 6-0. Notre Dame beating USC. That was a big game.
I was surprised.
Yeah. Sam Darnold and Baker Mayfield, two kind of disappointing guys. And I like Sam Darnold. He's young.
Just I'm going to agree with you.
Can't throw the ball well. And not much of a runner either. And then your hometown team, Oklahoma, 6-1, running at number 10 with OK State right behind them at 11.
OK State, they're not undefeated, right?
They no, they're loss. 6-1, yeah.
Yeah.
And then two other teams, USF, Southern Florida, and Central Florida, both undefeated, are going against each other next week.
Someone's going to lose.
So, should be interesting. One team I'd like to touch on that has cracked the ranking is Iowa State.
Oh, brother.
They've done well. I know not just against Oklahoma, but they've kind of come to their own. 5-2, rounding out at the number 25.
Good for them.
Big
12.
Yeah. Big representation there.
Go Big 12.
Should be a fun rest of the season. Hopefully Alabama isn't there anytime soon. Just
right.
Roll Tide. But, you know, I'd like
who do you think is going to be the first one to lose out of those undefeated?
First one to lose. Well, obviously, there's going to be a loser between the USCF game.
Yeah.
I don't know. Penn State's going to come away with a win. That's for sure.
Yeah.
Alabama, with the way their schedule's gone out, I mean, playing teams like Ole Miss and shutting them out, even though the other team has gotten a field goal.
Right.
You know, it's kind of hard to tell in that scenario, but I don't know. Yeah, I mean, Penn State isn't going to crack, I don't think, anytime soon.
I just hope Wisconsin can hold on. I want to see Wisconsin be represented.
I'm rooting for Wisconsin, too.
Go Big Red.
Miami is doing well. Like I said, it should be an interesting rest of the season.
Yeah.
I'm really looking forward to change up. I mean, I know TCU beat Oregon a couple of years ago, and that was kind of disappointing.
Yeah.
But TCU, man. I hope they go undefeated as well. Georgia is doing very well as well.
Yeah.
You know.
We'll see.
Yeah, we'll see. Alrighty. I think that's going to do it.
College football for you.
Yeah, I think that's going to do it for us on this episode. A little shorter than usual, but, I mean, short's good, right?
But we got you. We'll get you next week as well.
Right.
Don't worry about it.
Yeah.
But from R. Wilcox and Jay Holiday, we say thanks for listening, and we'll catch you on the flip side.